It's not too early to be thinking about Halloween, not if you're planning on mounting a thoroughly scary stage production. That's just what Honolulu Theater for Youth's Fall Primary Players Saturday Drama Program is going to do. Introduce kids to the joys of theater by putting them to work and lighting up their imaginations in the process. They'll be putting on a show called Creepy Crawlers and Other Spooky Stories, and Becky Dunning, HTY's Managing Director, is here to tell us about it. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Chris.
What is it that kids love about being scared? Because you've seen this cycle replay itself year after year.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
I think it's it gets you excited, and it gives you a chance to sort of step out of your normal personality and react to something.
Mm-hmm.
And children's imaginations are just full of dinosaurs and monsters, and making somebody else squirm is a lot of fun.
Yes. I know. It seems to be almost universal. It really does.
Right. And our program is different from a lot of other children's acting programs.
Uh-huh.
It's more process-oriented rather than production-oriented. So there's a lot of theater games involved in it, and we just want to let the children exercise their imaginations and stretch things as far as they can take them, rather than learning how to tap dance or sing a song.
The process of, say, getting into character, what's an example of the process that you...
Understanding what it takes to communicate effectively, whether it's using your voice or your facial expressions or your body. You know, when you're on stage and you're trying to convey an emotion, it takes more than just the words.
Right. Learning to project and sort of bringing everything to bear on that.
Right, right. And your body language, your posture, adding a movement or a gesture to what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
What do all of those things add to the performance? And making children comfortable in not just saying words.
What are some of the games that you play?
Oh, there's a variety. A lot of role-playing games and things like, you know, we want you to show me you're happy, but don't say anything. Don't make any noise. And there are all kinds of other wonderful games. I'm actually the managing director, so I'm not right in there in the trenches.
Yeah.
Dan Kellen, who is our director of drama education, and we've got two great teaching artists, Lily Brennick and Rachel Chapman, who are in there working with the kids, but they're actually in the classroom today. So,
what amazes me about acting in general is that something that you would do in the course of living without the slightest thought, and find it very easy to, as you say, express the fact that you're happy without overtly saying or doing anything. If you have to sort of conceptualize that and recreate it, it can become very difficult.
It is, and you want it to be natural. You don't want it to be artificial. A lot of times when stage actors are doing television or movie work, people say, oh, they're too big, meaning that their gestures are too big. But when you're on stage in front of an audience, it has to be bigger, and the kids have to learn not only to make their voices bigger, but to make their actions bigger as well.
You know, in Laurence Olivier's autobiography, he talks about coming to make his first film in America, and everything he did for the director would say, no, no, no. Right? You have to back way off if there's a camera getting in close.
Right. But, you know, with kids, there's so much natural energy.
Yeah.
A lot of what happens in our program is we need to channel that energy into a cohesive production. And one of the great benefits a lot of the parents tell us, and teachers as well, is doing a theatrical production has to be a cooperative effort.
Yeah.
So the kids collaborate and they learn to work together and have a common goal of producing this show That's something that it's hard to learn when you're 7 years old.
Yeah. You know, it's. But at the same time, if you're frightened by the whole experience and you feel the support of your fellow cast
absolutely.
Members, that makes all the difference, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Becky, it sounds like a great program, and thanks very much for telling us about it.
Well, if people want to register, they can go online at htyweb.org, or they can call 839-9885, extension 704.
We'll send people your way, Becky. Becky Dunning is the managing director of the Honolulu Theater for Youth, whose Fall Primary Players drama program will be held every other Saturday from September 10th to December 10th at Sacred Hearts Academy in Honolulu. It's for kids 7 to 11, and details are on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.